FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Well, I'm glad to hear that that's coming to fruition, and we do all we can to support veterans here on this radio station. So thank you for coming into town to do that. I was talking earlier about this, and I said I promised I would bring it up with you. We look across this country, and we hear from the mainstream media doom and gloom, and then you look into the real facts about this economy and what you guys have been able to do in the Trump administration in terms of the unemployment rate and jobs and trade and all of that. And I'm not quite sure how the mainstream media is seeing the same numbers that we are.
Here are the facts. Here, in Missouri, the unemployment rate is 3.1%. The unemployment rate recently reached the lowest level since they've started keeping that statewide data here. Across the nation, you're seeing for the first time since we've kept this data, more open jobs than we have individuals looking for jobs. For 9 months straight, we've had more open jobs than individuals looking for jobs. Currently, we have 7.3 million open jobs. And this translates into something really important. It gives individuals the power to demand higher wages. And so we're seeing wage growth in excess of 3%. For the first time in over a decade. Those are all facts, and those are all great news for Americans.
Well, the sad part of it is that the media wants us to believe that you sort of inherited this drop in unemployment, and this would have happened anyway.
It wasn't happening. It clearly wasn't happening because the election went the way it did. And the senator and I had dinner with some business leaders last night, and they were talking about the tax cuts and how important the tax cuts were to this economy. And I'll tell you, something that we hear quite a bit is deregulation and how important it's been to remove unnecessary regulation. Some's important. Some matters for health and safety, but some's utterly unnecessary. The Department of Labor alone took 40 million paperwork hours in regulations off this economy. 40 million hours of paperwork that businesses no longer have to do.
Well, we see that in the economy locally, and a lot of my advertisers here on this radio station who are small business owners who talk to me all the time about the fact that the biggest job they face is fighting through layers of paperwork locally and statewide, and you obviously have addressed that nationally. What are your conversations with the president when it comes to issues of trade and what we're doing with China? He's had tremendous success in those areas, winning for the American people.
That's right. Well, he wants trade, but he wants fair trade. A great way to summarize this, he was in Canada several months ago, and he made a proposal. And it didn't get a lot of attention, but I think it's worth talking about. He said to other world leaders, why doesn't everyone just remove all tariffs? And no one took him up on it. Why? Because other countries like their tariffs and they like their protections. So we shouldn't be the only country that says, well, you put up your protections and we're not going to do the same. The goal here is to reduce barriers across the board. But to do that, we need to do what he's done, which is stand up to China. And we also need to, the USMCA, the Mexico-Canada agreement that's been reached is a great one. And we need to get that passed and adopted so that we can continue trading with our partners both to the south and north.
We do. We're talking to U.S. Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta. He's in town today for an event out in O'Fallon, Missouri, with Senator Roy Blunt this morning. The president faces a tremendous amount of pressure from Congress to try to get things done now that the Democrats control the House. What's your strategy in the Labor Department to kind of keep things moving in the right direction?
Well, at the Labor Department, we're going to continue doing what we've been doing, which is looking at regulations. If they're not needed, we're going to remove them. We hope that Congress is our partner on so many workforce issues. Workforce really is a bipartisan issue. Everyone should be in favor of providing education and job training. We have all these open jobs, and we don't have, individuals with the right skill set. Senator Blunt and I yesterday visited the United Brotherhood of Carpenters training facility here. They have 1,200 Americans that they're teaching job skills to. And these Americans are working, and then they're taking, you know, they're going for 1 week classes. They're going for classes at night, on weekends. No student debt, no tuition. This is all provided for so they can get great skills for high paying jobs. And we need more of that. And that really needs to be a bipartisan issue.
You know, I think that's the winning strategy in 2020, quite frankly. You've got people who are traditional blue-collar Democrats who are seeing the success on the ground, and they're all back at work. And I don't know why anybody would vote against that.
That's right.
I think that's fantastic.
Great job.
Yeah. Labor Secretary Acosta, listen, thank you for your time. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Take care.
You bet. Appreciate, good to get him. He was at a union facility where they're doing job training. President Trump's labor secretary. I mean, it's almost something like you think that I'm making that up, but people are realizing that in Granite City, all over the place. And there's really just one way to look at that. And quite frankly, I'll get to it here in a second. Ready?
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Thank you. Only the president could put that properly. Let me get to a break. I've got Senator Josh Hawley coming up for you.